Hi, hello. I was not expecting that video to go viral, but I am so glad that it did. If you haven't seen me on your For You page, my video yesterday that I made about a scam that happened to my husband and I went mega viral, and I'm so grateful to you guys for sharing. It sounds like a lot of you guys already knew that this was a thing. I did not, neither did my husband, and it sounds like there are a lot of people in the comments that weren't aware of this either, so I really appreciate you guys sharing, watching, commenting, whatever, to get this out there. I wanted to share a couple of my takeaways from this whole thing. I learned a lot, not only from our FBI friend who was involved, but also from you guys in the comments. Number one, this is not a new thing. I have never heard of this before, but apparently this has been happening for a really long time. This is called spoofing, when people are able to get a hold of almost like a clone of your phone and call people from your phone number, your contact information. And you guys in the comments let me know that sometimes the people that do this will also get an AI of the person they are cloning to act like a hostage in the background. And that was our case. My husband didn't hear me speaking, but he heard a woman in the background crying, and he thought that that was me. The second thing I learned is that you guys are all crime junkies at heart, because you guys all have family code words. So if something like this ever does happen to you and you're talking to an AI and you're not sure if it's really your loved one or not, you have that code word to confirm. That's something that my family and I have definitely started doing since yesterday, and I think it's a really great idea for everybody else to do as well. Another thing I learned, this is from our FBI friend, is that if you get a phone call like this and you are really worried that someone might be holding your loved one hostage or for ransom, keep them on the phone. And while you're keeping them on the phone, try to get proof of life. While you're doing this, if you are able to from a secondary device, text or call your loved one immediately. Chances are, and hopefully they will answer, the amount of comments I got that were like, why didn't your husband just text you? Guys, hindsight is 20/20. There wasn't an ounce of thought in my husband's mind that this was a hoax. He acted accordingly, and I'm so grateful for that, because if it was real, he did all the right things. I'll also try to post my husband's video that he made about this. If I can't figure it out, I'm sorry, but I will put his handle in the comments, and then you can just go to his profile. And I guess lastly, I'll just say I have a lot of new followers, which is awesome. This is not my normal content by any means. I am a multiple small business owner and I buy small businesses. So if that interests you, follow along. I teach people how to buy their first business. If not, totally fine. Yeah, thanks for following along. If we get any more updates, I will post them. Stay safe, you guys. World's getting a little scary.